One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing 2 ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Lots to get to for another busy weekend of college football, NFL action. Of course, Sip went back, Saturday afternoon from Minneapolis?
What time did you arrive back? We were tracking you a little bit. Can we please get find my phone? Can we get your location? Can me and Jake
We do need that.
No.
I'd be so curious at all times on that.
Imagine
all
that times. One all of a sudden. Hey, Sipple's down in the bottoms again. He's down by...
He's in the alleyway.
He's by Grant again.
No, you're not getting that.
We'd love to. That would be fun to... I'm
going
to
be lying
to you.
Yours.
I don't have anyone's location on my phone. If I had yours, I would check it ridiculously
non-stop.
Amount of times.
Yeah, permanent.
It'd be non-stop. It'd be like, oh, it looks like he's at Casey's.
Yeah. Probably getting talking about egg salad talking sandwich.
Talking about Iowa State.
No. We got back.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
I mean, we got back a little later because we went and toured Interlochen and Country Club in Edina where they played the U.S. Open one time.
Oh.
I'm lying. We didn't do that.
We could have gotten to Hazeltine even better.
No, we didn't do that. We got back. Me and Sean, it was just me and Sean.
Hold. What happened to Robin?
He flew back.
For hoops. And he got back for the second half.
Flight got delayed.
He missed the first half, but he was there for
Stayed
the second half.
Stayed up all night.
He got there for the second half.
I don't know why I'm making fun of him. I felt really bad for him.
It's kind of funny. First of all, because like I said, when we get to that section, I will not participate. I'm not participating on a intramural game.
It's not intramural. It's exhibition.
Exhibition. That's what I meant. Okay. Yeah.
What is that?
It's an exhibition game in mid-October.
Out of the gate, you're being difficult.
Yeah.
He says,
why are you being difficult?
November has some basketball.
I don't do basketball until December.
I want you to read that box score in front of you.
Yeah, it doesn't interest me.
You read that.
We'll recap with that.
I'm glad they didn't look bad. Jake's all upset with me already.
Well, we're talking about next time because a lot of breakers want to talk about.
We're going to get Fred on.
Let's jump into basketball.
We're going to get Fred on to address you.
I don't control the sports calendar, unfortunately. The calendar does itself. But yes, you got back at what time? Saturday.
It was about, I'm going to say four.
Any barbecue stops on the way home this time?
I rode on the way home. It was terrible.
You can still eat on the way home.
You were in the front seat just typing away?
Sean wouldn't mind. No, I was in the back.
By yourself?
Yeah, because I don't think Sean wanted me up front. I was.
There's two of you in the vehicle, and you're in the back seat, and Sean was in the front seat?
It's very awkward.
That's very awkward.
Well, there's more room back there.
No, I agree with that.
So I had to write, and that's the first time I've ever done it. I got it done, but it was horrifying. It took me like 5 hours. So most of the trip was writing.
Yeah, that would be horrifying.
And I don't know, you guys drive on the interstate very much?
I've been on one before. Yep.
That's pretty often, actually. That's not pleasant.
I like it.
Yeah. What's not pleasant?
It's not
like
pleasant.
Going 80 to 85 miles per hour.
I'd say once you get to Des Moines and point it eastward, I was like, I didn't say much to Sean about it. I was just freaked out by how fast you have to go and like people passing you going 100.
You're just getting used to this now. I mean,
there's people passing you going 100.
That's happened your entire life.
Yeah. Maybe I'm noticing it more now. Like nobody drives.
You think it's different being in the back seat on the interstate?
Sean is, Sean's personality is kind of a bull in a china shop. That's the way he drives.
So just whipping around. Do it again. Show us again.
Do that
again. What was it like?
Make the sound effect too.
You're like computers falling all over.
Sean, easy. Right and packed here.
Yeah. No. So it was bad, but I got it done.
If I was in the back seat, which I can't do anyway, really.
But you can't?
No, I'm not. No, I have to be a front seat guy.
Because you get nauseous?
It doesn't go good. Sydney, my oldest daughter, does not either. And then if I was doing that and typing on a laptop, the chance of me like it just vomiting every 15 minutes.
You're
like,
I get it.
All of a sudden, just bah!
Right. No, yeah, it's like, I don't have that like you have it. I used to have it when I was a kid. The backseat problem. I always had to sit in front, but I don't have it now, but I get what you're where you're coming from. Oh, God.
No more car sickness, huh, for you?
No, it went away. When I got back, my truck was at Trix's, and it was gone. It wasn't there, so I just had to park it there for a while. And then she came back with a table that weighed 700 pounds. We had to haul it upstairs.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
It in like sections? Like, was there a leaf involved or anything?
No.
Just 700 pounds.
I don't know how to describe the table, except it was incredibly heavy. And it was just me and Trix. I'm like, so me and you are going to do
this. Yeah.
You're not going to call anybody. No, we're going
to
do it.
You return home from a trip to go lift a heavy table immediately on your return.
I couldn't imagine that. That would have been.
Oh, I knew right away when my truck wasn't there what was going on. So you went and got something.
Yeah.
I'm hauling it. Anyway, that was good. Everything was fine. Oh, I took the running boards off my truck. You got to check that out.
Sweet. So you take them down?
Yeah, taking them to Kaiser's.
Yeah, Kaiser. Nice. He's still Kaiser, but thank you.
Yeah, Kaiser.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to get them coated.
Now, you went to Cove twice, it sounds like?
Yeah.
There's probably millions of restaurants in Minneapolis.
This is the first I've heard of this. Was this in the text thread that I missed?
I don't know how I... I don't think I... Oh, he didn't tell me. Somebody told me that he went to a Cove a second.
Well, shirt's off. Shirt's off. We have it on TV.
We saw it off.
We just did. We have Simple with the shirt. Rewind that. Yep. You're on YouTube. You're on YouTube. Check that out.
Viral.
I'll do it on the break.
Yeah, you went to Cove... Yeah. On Friday night, and you went again Saturday before the game, apparently.
No, the Friday before the game.
You go twice, though.
The game was Thursday.
Oh, yes, I keep forgetting it was Friday. You're right. Yeah. I keep forgetting it was Friday.
So you went for like a lunch.
Yeah, we went to lunch. It was an impromptu for me. I was not going to go, and then I called Sean about something. He goes, hey, by the way, so they're just going to go without me now that I'm thinking about it. Because I called Sean and said, hey, me and Robin are going to lunch if you want to go. And I said, all right, I'll go. So, yeah, we went. We went a second time. Sean's been there four times.
Did you have the stew again?
I didn't do a good job on lunch.
Seafood stew.
I got calamari. I got the appetizer. I thought it looked like the way I read it, it seemed like it was more than calamari, but there was some other stuff in there, but I didn't know what it was.
That would be the most. We went for lunch. Probably the calamari. That would be.
It looked like
to me.
More yeah, than
in
that.
Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis,
it looked like calamari's good, not for a main course though. Not, so it wasn't.
I don't think calamari in Minneapolis. Maybe in the
I'm
East Coast somewhere.
Sean selected the same place. Don't you want to branch out a little bit?
Isn't it stunning?
Yeah.
Well, here's. I'm going to defend him a little bit. We're in a hotel, and that place is like right next to it. And there's
okay.
Oh, but I can't defend him too much. There's like a nice. There is a nice restaurant hooked onto the hotel, like. That you don't have to leave the hotel called McCormick's, which is a chain, and I think it's pretty good. I'm not doing very well.
I'd like
there's
to be
a mall.
I'd like to be attached to the hotel on day of game, I think.
There's a mall right across the street, too, that had a bunch of options. I don't know
did
why.
You ever see PJ?
Yeah, I did. I saw, yeah,
in the hotel?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was the day of the game. It may not sound incredible to you. It was incredible to me. He came down by himself. There was nobody in the lobby, or maybe a few people. Me and Sean were sitting in the lobby waiting for Robin. And then here came, like, off to our left, just by himself, staring down at his phone, PJ Fleck.
And he didn't yell Philip John at him at all?
No.
Like
no.
You said you might, possibly?
No, she should have went up to him.
Yeah, this is the chance.
Philip John!
We said to Ryan Burns on Friday on the show, you might yell that at him.
He had a suit on. He was staring at his phone. I think he was staring at his phone so nobody would... Like, he could just...
True. Not, get lost in your phone.
Yeah.
Did Sean mention that he met his wife the night before?
To his
Moran.
Face.
Yeah. Oh! And not Moran. I don't know what her name is. Moran is Malachi Coleman's mom. I was mixing up things here. No. Sean, we did not talk. He did not... We didn't engage him. Gotcha. I thought Sean would. You know Sean. He engages everybody. But no, he actually showed some restraint here. So that was... Yeah, that
but
was
her
that.
Name is Heather. Heather okay. Heather Fleck would be her name.
Heather Fleck.
Heather.
Yeah, she's very kind, apparently. But anyway. Yeah.
She's warm, as you guys
she's
said.
Warm.
Warm and kind. Warm and
Heather
kind.
Fleck. Very nice.
Yeah.
Heather probably Fleck. Happy after this weekend with the win.
PJ, tip your cap to him. He's 7-1.
7-1. It's a remarkable flex. 7-1 over a program that has way more tradition, way more
everything.
You name it, they've got it. Resources, facilities, fan base. You name it. 7-1.
Six straight.
Six straight.
Anything else?
Anything for you?
What
Jake?
About you guys? Come on.
We'll get to that in a second. Idle chit chat right now. I'm waiting for a firing any moment now for the Dolphins.
You think it's gonna happen today?
If it doesn't, why would a fan go to the game the rest of the year? If you want participation in this year's version of the Dolphins, why would anybody go to the game if someone's not fired after this disastrous 1-6 start? They went to Cleveland, who is 1-5, who doesn't have an offense. They had not scored more than 17 points in a single game this year. They put up 31 points.
Oh God!
Only had 240 yards of offense because Tua was throwing picks everywhere because he's lost his mind as well.
Has he lost his mind?
It was 17-6 at half. Dolphins get the ball back, start the first half. Very first play, pick six, 24-6.
There's some pretty good techs. Pretty good techs.
Then he throws a pick at his own 2-yard line. We got down to the 1-yard line. Score the next play. And then another horrible pick. They put Quinn Ewers in this ball game to end the game because it was so horrific. So I don't know. If you're trying to get fans to attend games or watch, something's got to happen because I have no interest in watching a game the rest of the year. None. I don't need to.
It feels season's like over. Historic franchise is crumbling before your eyes.
That's because they've allowed bad things to happen.
I'm with you. I'm not. I'm shocked that he's still available for the coaching operations.
The GM. Nothing changes until the GM goes. Well, he is as responsible for all this as the head coaches. He's been there longer. He's been through terrible season after terrible season.
Chris Greer
does not get a pass. His passes are out. No more passes for Greer.
Are sure?
If he's still there, fans should boycott because he has been a horrific GM for the Dolphins. I'm serious. It's horrible.
I
told you guys.
I'm not disagreeing.
I had them going 6-11 and starting 5-2, like going 9-10 the last 10 because it gets rougher. They're 1-6 with the tough part still coming of the season. They could go 1-16.
It's like a reality show.
It's a joke. So that's all I got for the Dolphins.
It's like a reality show playing now. It is kind of weird. I will say.
Wish Hard Knocks was there right now. That'd be fun.
I'd I would watch that part. That'd be fun to see.
That would be fun to see.
One more shout out before I have, you know, I thought it was pretty impressive. Yesterday, the Denver Broncos trailed 19-0.
I didn't get to see it. Okay. I heard it, but Layton, we didn't get back from the cabin until way late.
Oh, you were in the cabin.
Didn't get home till like 9:30 last night.
How about this for effect?
Really?
The Broncos had 0 points at home entering the fourth quarter. They scored 33 points in the fourth and beat the Giants 33-32. They were down 19-0, and they were down 26-8 in that game. In the
26-8 wasn't like 8 minutes to go in the game.
Yes, correct, Bill.
And they ended up with 33. No overtime.
So an epic collapse.
And they took the lead actually with like a minute 50 to go. They led 30-26, and then the Giants scored, and they missed extra point. Second of the game.
They missed the extra point.
The Giants missed two extra points in this game, including the one up by two with 48 seconds to go. Broncos go down, kick a field goal, win by one. I don't know if that kicker's around today, but I wouldn't show my face if I were him.
Wouldn't show his face.
Were they blocked?
He's probably not on the roster today.
He just missed them. They weren't blocked.
The second one he missed, the ones that put him up by three, he pushed 10 yards right. Mm. Not blocked, just shoved it right. Mm. So that was a fun game. Impressive comeback for the Broncos. The rough loss for Robin Washington and his Giants team yesterday.
Jackson Dart.
He looked good. Yeah, Dart's good.
And Scadaboo was a defensive collapse.
In the fourth, yeah. Well, Dart threw a bad pick. They kind of gave momentum to Denver again.
But so you didn't see the hot mic. I was hoping you just saw the hot mic thing with...
With who? Hot mic? I like that.
The Chiefs quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Mahomes.
He duped the Raiders.
Yes.
Like, he took the... You
know, it's a fourth and one.
Yeah, when you try to draw him off sides, he took the thing to explain it to Bill. He took it to another level. He took the whole thing to another level. Go ahead.
And they still snapped the ball and got the first down.
He said at one point while he was at the line of scrimmage, "This never bleeping works." Yeah. And then they snapped it.
And he got the first down.
And they got it. Yeah. So
that game.
So he had like a. He duped him.
Yeah.
When, if you see it, you're like,
did they relax?
A little bit.
I think they relaxed.
And they got
Raiders like, didn't. He goes, this never bleeping works. And then they snapped it.
I want to give you a couple stats for that game real quick. Chiefs, you won't believe this is an NFL game. Now the Dolphins game is horrible, but this is worse.
Yeah, you kind of throw Chiefs, shade on the Raiders.
Well, you will understand why. Chiefs 31-0. Here's two stats to tell the whole story. 30 first downs for the Chiefs. 3 for the Raiders, and we'll go one more. Total yards, 434 yards for the Chiefs to 95 for the Raiders. That's all you need to know about that football
game.
30-3.
They had the 30 first downs, and the Raiders only had 30 plays.
Is that right?
They had 30 plays total.
That's correct. 30 plays.
Is the Chiefs defense that good?
I don't know, but right now, Chiefs.
Yeah, they're back.
They're back.
That 0-2 start is a thing of the past. Their offense is clicking. Defense was good. Yeah, the Chiefs are back. You had your chance, Broncos, Chargers, to put them. No, they did. Yeah,
Chiefs are back.
Chiefs are 4-3 now, and they were absolutely dominant. Never pushed yesterday at all. 3 first downs, 30 plays for the Raiders, 95 yards versus 4, 34, and 30 first downs. Dominance in Kansas City.
It just gives you a great example.
On a perfect day.
It's really nice to have players.
Yeah, I don't really hang on Pete Carroll.
All of a sudden, but that's when people get. Yeah, we got this guy hired. He's magic. Yeah, there's
Pete Carroll.
Who's the best play caller in college football? Oh, it's Sarkisian. You see him against Kentucky, and they scored 16, and that was in overtime. They got 3 of it in overtime. So
that game was impossible to watch. It was horrible.
It comes up during Bill's throws.
Okay, we'll watch that. All right, that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com.
I didn't take those side things off either. I took them off. Greg took them off. I helped.
Well, we assumed that as much. But
oh, did? Okay.
I wonder if we could do like some sort of a Netflix show or something of you taking them down to Kaiser blasting, coated and blasting, and just seeing the whole thing.
It's got to happen. Yeah. They're in the back. You know, I just got them in the back, and I don't want them back there for a week. So I want to get it done this week.
Okay. I believe in you. 464-5685. call or text as always. Nebraska played football, as we mentioned, on Friday night. It was a poor display of football. As Sip mentioned, that's now six straight losses to Minnesota. PJ Fleck, 7-1 in his career against Nebraska. 24-6, the score. At halftime, you probably didn't feel great, but it was a one-point game. Nebraska trailed by one. You get the ball back, start the second half, think, okay, you get a score. Let's see what happens here. They didn't score. Mm-hmm. Instead, they punt the ball, and Minnesota goes on a 14-play, 98-yard drive that took 8 minutes and 43 seconds off the clock. Still not over, makes it 14-6. Nebraska's offense surrenders 9 sacks to the Gophers. Never showed life in the second half, really, and that was utterly disappointing, if I had to be polite, from Friday night.
A couple things to ask for. Let's just paint a picture backwards, where okay. I think I know that, you know, obviously people, there was some stuff on Twitter toward people at Shin Daddy. Let's do a reverse mortgage, it looks like, on this. The betting your mortgage, yeah. It did. That didn't go so well. The bass boat did not appear.
Get in your boat today.
First of all, Steve, it appeared to me from the TV version I was watching that the crowd was pretty good and pretty rambunctious. Oh, yeah. I kind of pushed back that it was because against Purdue, it wasn't.
No.
It was not. And that was a night game on a Saturday night, so I'm thinking Friday night, and it looked like it was pretty good. What was it like?
Oh, it was raucous.
Was it? Yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah, it was.
Now, they stormed. They field stormed.
They did, and they, now it was announced that, I got it right here. Just give me a second. It was not a full, I mean, it wasn't announced as a full house.
It says 48,549.
There was corners of the place not full. Is that right? There was.
But it was loud. And they didn't, you know, I mentioned on our show on Friday, there was no high school football on Friday night because they played all their games Wednesday because of the way they set it up in Minnesota, whatever it was. Shout out to Dan Hughes, by the way. Dan Hughes, coach. His dad coached at Wisner for a long time. He's a coach in Minneapolis now. Anyway, yeah, the crowd was. I mean, I will tell you guys.
I thought the student section looked really good.
It's a different stadium than Memorial Stadium. It's a party. It's an ongoing party. So yeah, it was a good atmosphere, and Minnesota was charged up. What was your other question?
No, that was really it. Everyone to know what the five. Then what
the
was
environment?
The, what
the
was
environment
the press
was
box
a,
like? Was there food?
Now, there's one interesting thing in the press box, but the environment was a factor. It was a factor. By the way, can I just say something? I predicted 42-13. I said Kansas had
Nebraska.
I said Kansas had an SEC defense. I said I've said some things that are so out that I'm done with.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Prediction?
No, you're not.
No, we need.
You have to predict.
We need your prediction.
But who? I predicted it. I thought it was going to be an 42 easy
13.
Not didn't go quite that bold. But it was Shin Daddy's lock of the. Put your mortgage on it if you want a basketball. Get it on this game. But here's the numbers. If this is correct, this is reported anyway, that the previous three games that Minnesota didn't have a sack, didn't have one.
God, I didn't know.
If that's true, that's a major problem.
That was reported.
Rudy, can you look that up?
Can you find that out, Rudy?
I'll check the Purdue game for sure.
And just see how many sacks there were, because I was told there was none.
They got a program. That's a program record nine.
Nine.
They got nine.
That wasn't against Northwestern, FCS Northwestern. They beat 66-0 or wherever it was. They didn't get nine sacks.
Okay, for sure,
them.
No sacks against Purdue.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. Great. That's great.
And no sacks.
Just keep going.
Okay. And the other one, the numbers, was the rushing. Was that they're the dead last.
No, they
weren't they? Weren't they close.
No sacks versus Ohio State. That's two in a row now.
Oh, boy. Hey,
and now let's go the week before that.
They
were 16th
against
in rushing.
A win against 16th, Rutgers
okay.
in the Big Ten. But still, they had not run the – they ran the ball. When
no,
they get
okay. 50, it was just two because just against Rutgers, they had still. Seven. They had seven sacks versus Rutgers.
Okay.
And then zero the next 2 weeks next and then two weeks. Nine against okay. Nebraska. But still, two in a
still,
row. No sacks.
No sacks.
Okay, so no sacks for Minnesota in the two previous games. Minnesota ranked 16th in the Big Ten in rushing. Darius Taylor had run for 42 yards on 22 carries in the previous two games. And then it blew up, right? It blew up.
He had the long run in the second quarter.
Yeah, huge. It led to their touchdown, set up their touchdown.
That was a 71-yard run. But Darius Taylor, he mentioned 24 carries, 148 yards, and a touchdown, average 6.2 yards per carry.
So he goes 24-148.
Yeah. After 18 for nothing less like last week.
So, no, that was bad.
When you watched the game, which I watched, it was on Quad Box. I watched the whole thing against Purdue. Purdue outclassed him in every way. It was like they outclassed
him. They should have won that game.
Purdue rushed for 250 against him.
Correct.
They just had they did some buffoonery to lose the game. They had a pick six late, and it's like you're watching that game, and everyone I talked to that watched the game agreed with me. And also, they couldn't match up in the back end. So they couldn't rush the passer, and they couldn't match up in the back end.
They couldn't match up with Purdue?
With Purdue. Could not watch it. They couldn't do it.
They did really well in the back end against Nebraska.
Yeah, they
did.
Yeah, they did. Exactly. What did Nebraska have for total yards?
Nebraska had 213 yards versus 339 for Minnesota. 213.
Yeah. Fleck cited their secondary play is a big reason for the nine sacks. He said total team defense. Total team defense. Fleck.
Is that a record? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Is that a record for Nebraska?
Giving up nine?
I don't know what the record is. Good question.
I think it would almost have to.
Got to be in the conversation.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of teams now looking to make sack records against Nebraska.
So, Michigan had seven versus...
I mean, Michigan had seven.
Michigan State had, five or six?
Michigan State had five. You gave up seven, five, and nine so far.
And again, Minnesota, no sacks previous two games.
There was not
They had nine.
It was discussed in the Maryland game. Hey, they got some guys that can rush the passer a little bit. They can rush the passer. It was not mentioned in for the Minnesota game.
No.
That was not even a storyline.
No, it wasn't.
At all. It wasn't like,
okay, so this is where we got cover. They did. Now, I'm not making excuses because I won't do that. I won't. They have veteran guys that filled in for Rocco Spindler who I have a photo.
He had a broken hand?
Like a finger came dislodged, okay. I think. I think a finger came dislodged. So he was out in the first quarter. I'm going to say midway through, around that time. And then of course they lost Pritchett
to a target. I've never seen a left tackle get targeting. But well, I think it was legitimate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he pushed a guy down and speared him in the back of the head.
I had a text from Duke. Is that like you know that they felt that it wasn't targeting? And I go, oh, it was targeting. I said, and plus the
it was. Hey guys, it was assault.
Yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't the right call because I've never seen that before. Yeah.
It is so heavily discussed that if someone is down, even if they're trying to get back or remotely moving it back up, if you do that, it's getting called. That's well discussed. This isn't one of those things where, well, that's not really to know what the rule was like that. It was like you said, it was close to what Steve said, an assault.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lawyer actually text me and say, you know, that he's a little surprised the Hennepin County attorney, if that kid would have been hurt badly, there would have been trouble.
Thank goodness he wasn't.
Yeah, if that kid would have been
hurt badly. Thank goodness, yes.
So yeah, jolting. The whole thing was it was a jolting loss.
But the one position that they've felt throughout, we talked about, was that they had people to play.
Yeah. Well, that's O-line. What I was going to, yeah, my that's, ADD that kicked in. My ADD, yeah, I was gonna say. So they put in Knack, a junior, Tyler.
Mm-hmm. At left tackle?
At Rocco's place. No, that's right guard.
Okay. Right. Went to left tackle.
They put in Knack at right guard and Corcoran at left tackle. Corcoran's like a 60-year senior.
Yes. Yeah. So played a lot. He started probably, what, 40 games?
He started 30, a lot
maybe,
of games.
Maybe 30 games. That's 40.
He started a lot of games here.
A lot of games. So is Teddy out?
Teddy is not out.
Okay. He didn't play, though, did he?
But he didn't play. I didn't see.
So they went with Corcoran in Elijah Pritchett's place and Tyler Knack at right guard. Always remember, Rocco right, Lutovsky left, Jake. Rocco right, Lutovsky left.
Got it.
So now, now going forward, you'll probably be without Spindler. But anyway, that contributed to it, but not – you put in a junior and a senior. Guys have been around. Knack went into the August listed as the number one right tackle, so he's not – it's just a chump. I don't think we're coming in the interior as much as where the tackles.
Where is Knack from?
He's a transfer from Utah.
From Utah.
Yeah,
okay.
Transfer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's been in the program, though, I'm going to say 3 years now.
Here's Matt real quickly on the 9 sacks from the press conference on Friday after the game.
I don't want to start, you know, I don't want to start psychoanalyzing it on my end. You know, I mean, I think I can only make mistakes if I do that. But to your point, at halftime we came in, we just kept saying tackling. I mean, like, when they ran shallow crosses versus man, and we were, you know, missing the tackles. Even the long touchdown run has to get tackled. Like, you have to tackle those plays. We have the players to do it. You know, we have to make those plays. And so, but it wasn't any one play. You know, even, you know, it was just, I mean, John had 5 D linemen in there, and, you know, you need to make a play, make a negative play, and we just were never able to do it. And then, you know, offensively, I just, you know, I don't want to make it anything more, at least on today. You know, I'll talk to you guys on Monday, obviously. But for me, it was anything more than just blocking and catching and making a play. I mean, we got the ball down the red zone twice, and we don't score. And, you know, early in the game, I mean, those are plays, you know, you'd like to be at 14-3 in that, you know, or 14-7 in that first half. So, I just think it was just they were just absolutely the better team tonight, and we never took advantage of anything the whole night.
That may have been mislabeled, but still rough on the game.
He was asked about the offensive. He was asked about the sacks. I mean, I know he was asked because I asked him. He just said it was, if you're paraphrasing, he says a combination of factors, which it was. I mean, you can't. I don't want to make it so it just seems like it was the left tackle and the right tackle. It was more than that.
It was more than that. Yeah. One of them you remember was one of those blatant ones you remember was just on the linebacker blitzing on the running back.
He hammered him, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a physical play by the linebacker, and he continued through to make. So that again, there's never usually a time when there's 9 sacks, and it's like, well, it's all in the O-line. There was one. Now there was a bust one time I know where they just let the defensive end unabated to the quarterback.
That was a tackle. It did that. Now that was a tackle.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't all on them, but it was. There was some of that. Anyway, they have issues, obviously, up front. And, you know, Northwestern's going to bring in a kid named Kilbane, who's a big 6'7", 260.
They just shut out Purdue. They won 19-0. They've won 4 straight games.
That's one of Shindaddy's picks.
They bring in. They bring in a kid named Kill Bain, who's he's got 23 pressures and I think 4 sacks, and he's big. He's 6'7", 265. He'll be a problem. And it's not just him. They got a couple guys. It's the Big Ten. I was telling Sean, every team is going to bring in a decent line. I mean,
they should.
You're not going to see many bad ones.
I was in shock, though, that Purdue didn't score after watching him rush for 250 against Minnesota.
So they didn't score against Northwestern.
No, they didn't score a point.
Great.
That's hard to do.
Northwestern rushed for 230 yards, by the way. So they could run the ball.
In Minnesota against Purdue, what'd they rush for? 40 yards, I think?
Yeah.
Against Purdue?
53.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That whole thing shocks me from watching that game. What I saw absolutely shocks me.
Now, as far as shock goes, Minnesota was – they were obviously geared up. I don't know how to describe it. They just – you could tell – they were out for blood, and Nebraska immediately was on its heels and didn't really get off its heels. Rule alluded to the first half was 7-6, but I don't know. You guys watched the game. Nebraska was on its heels.
They were. But also, at halftime, you're down one. Outplayed you in the first half, and you were down one getting the ball in the second half. That's not a bad place to be.
Not terrible. No, it's good.
I was watching the game with Shin Daddy.
You were?
I watched it with Shin Daddy, yes. And I said one time, I go, kind of feels like the defense is just getting pushed around. Mm-hmm. But I go, the score is 7-6. I said, so if I'm the defensive coordinator and I've given up 7 points, I'm like, yeah, there are some things we got to do better. I agree, but it's 7. And then that long drive was obviously the one that was the killer part.
The 9-minute drive.
Yeah. They were getting pushed around. It's interesting, though. If you look at Nebraska's first unit line, wasn't bad. It graded well, and I didn't think it played well. It was the backups they really dropped off after, like, Keona Davis and Judy and Winery and Linhart. When those guys, if they weren't on the field, it was trouble.
Was it?
If there wasn't a couple of those guys on the field, it was trouble. Yeah, they were getting shoved around pretty bad, the backups, and they graded terrible.
What was the?
The backups graded bad. The D-line backups. The starters, not bad. Yeah. They were actually okay.
Going into that game, how many sacks did Minnesota have?
On the season?
Yeah.
I don't know on the season what they
no,
had.
No. I mean...
Oh, how they give up?
How many they given up? I'm sorry.
Well, they only gave up 1 in that game.
Right.
It was 9-1.
My guess is they didn't give up a lot. Because he gets rid of the ball real fast.
Gets rid of it pretty quick. But remember, when we talked to Ryan, correct?
Ryan Burns.
He was really good.
He was great.
He was terrified. It sounded from listening to him like Lawrence Taylor might be coming on.
Winery.
He was like, this is a nightmare.
Winery and McCullough, he was worried.
Yeah, that was his main focus. He goes, this will not, this is going to be bad news.
I was kind of, I would have said to him, they're good, but they're not.
Hold the phone, Ryan.
Yeah, easy now.
They're all right.
They're all right, yeah.
Thank you to Doug. Minnesota had 14 sacks on the season entering that game. Got it, 9 more. And they had given up 2.
Sacked on 9.
They gave up 2 to Purdue in terms of, Drake Lindsey getting sacked, but just 1 versus Nebraska. So, I mean,
Lindsey, they produced sack Lindsey twice.
Two times. That's it. The previous game. But Lindsey, again, his yards weren't gaudy, but he was good. Drake Lindsey in that game in Minnesota was 16 for 20, 153. The beautiful touchdown throw to make it 14-6. That was a gorgeous throw to score to convert the 98-yard drive to a touchdown.
That was he dropped it down.
Oh, it's a great. That was fine coverage. It's not bad. It's a great throw.
It's Minnesota. Great throw. They're very methodical. Yeah. I mean, it's a short passing game. They're hitting them with they are hitting Nebraska with crossers. Mm-hmm. By the way, why doesn't Nebraska run more crossers and slants? That's one thing I don't understand.
Well, I'm not sure on that. I'm not sure on that. Quick game is always good.
Quick game.
Quick game. There's different things you can run with it by coverage different. There's certain quick games you like a lot into certain coverages. So yeah, I don't know that for sure.
Yeah. So Minnesota runs a lot of short passing routes, quick, just.
He's got
move
tremendous.
Move the sticks, keep the ball, wear them down. It's age old what they do. And, Fleck, I'm sure he's over there going, we got him at halftime. We got him right where we want him.
Well, you mentioned it right away, which was obvious. The arm talent of the quarterback was really good. Mm-hmm. He's got the ball comes out nice.
Oh, Lindsey throws a nice ball.
It's got snaps. Snaps out of his hand. It really does. He's a redshirt freshman.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a problem.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. For three years now, imagine playing him when he's a senior.
They got to get him some more receivers.
They give him some more receivers.
Doesn't run, but he moved.
Doesn't run.
But I'm just like he's a problem. He's a pretty good player.
So the loss, I mean, it's jolted people. You can see why.
Well, last year again, Nebraska started 5-1, and then Indiana happened, and then that led to 4 straight losses. That's why we're just not 7 o'clock. But we don't like putting must wins on games.
I was going to say I do this okay. on this one.
You're going.
I'm going against Nebraska. I'm pushing back on myself.
Nebraska has to beat Northwestern, or else it's going to be just chaos here.
They got to win. They have to win this game.
Get to bowl eligibility and see what happens then.
I 100% agree. It's as close to a must as you can.
Yeah.
As you can get.
Yeah. And it won't be easy. You can see. I mean, isn't it pretty easy to see Northwestern coming in and holding Nebraska to 17?
Yes, I was surprised. The spread is Nebraska 7.5 this
ridiculous.
Morning. I could not believe my eyes. Like I get them being a favorite. I get that. 7.5?
Yeah.
They didn't score points against Minnesota. It's 6. Northwestern's just beaten, had some nice 4 wins in a row. They're playing good football right now.
Who are the 2 losses to Northwestern?
They lost to
Tulane and Oregon.
Tulane.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
No.
Who was Tulane? Tulane's what, like got one loss or undefeated or one loss?
Blown
or?
Up by Tulane. It's like 24-3. It's bad.
I know,
that's early on. They're the
first
same
game
thing.
Of the season.
Same thing.
Yeah.
They are playing better. They're like Cincinnati.
Yep.
They're playing a lot better right now than what they were game one.
All you need to know is they shut out Purdue, which means they can probably hold Nebraska to a reasonable number and steal it if Nebraska doesn't get things fixed up front.
Yeah.
I don't know what gets things fixed up front.
What are you
means.
Doing this week?
Yeah.
What do you do, Bill?
What are we doing?
Well, a lot of it is when you look at it, you'd say, okay, same thing you talked about. What are the runs that we can do that like I said, more tempo can help sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
What are the runs we can do that makes things pretty simplified for us? And then also with protection is like that, more maybe apply more play action pass. You might do more with keeping a tight end in, different things you can do. So there are things.
Can you go, go crossers and slants a little bit more?
Crossers, yeah. Yes.
Quick stuff,
yes.
Quick stuff.
Crossers takes a little bit more time by the time that it clears out because crossing routes are always thrown.
Don't laugh at me. Just quick stuff.
Just the way you said it. If you didn't work crossers.
He did say kind of funny.
That just cracked me up, yeah.
So now. Yeah, I would.
But
say.
There are things, and in defense, there's like, same thing. Oh, there's things we can do, but if a team just runs the ball and you can't stop it, it's really hard. Because the only thing you can do different to have a chance is population, which makes things worse someplace else. To have a lot of issues with different things, and so that. But offense, you do have some things you can do where it's like, okay, we can do some things with them.
You don't want to overreact, right?
No,
you don't want to underreact, though. I mean, this is not what anybody expected, right? You didn't expect Nebraska to get jackhammered.
We thought they could maybe lose. I didn't expect them to lose.
I
thought they'd win a close
I didn't
game,
think there was any way they could lose.
Not like
I,
that,
I
at least.
I didn't think any way they could lose. Any way that they could lose.
They got jackhammered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had them 42-13.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did, and I've made some ungodly bad prediction.
I don't think it's a bad prediction. No, you said it on air, and I agreed with you.
Oh, thank you.
I agreed with, hey, this is going to be a – no, I was – Shin Daddy had it down – as the chance to get a bass boat. Your one shot was in this game.
And then 9 sacks happened. And
how many sacks did Michigan State have against Indiana?
Okay. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Like
look that up. I got
stuff.
A question for Bill. This is a critical question. Does Mendoza run much?
Oh, yeah. Mendoza can run it.
Can
decent.
He go?
Not a lot, but no, he'll keep it. He'll run the ball. Yeah.
Yeah. Mendoza had 5 carries for 18 yards.
He has designed runs and will scramble.
Okay, thank you.
You want to guess how many sacks Michigan State had?
I'm going to say 0.
You are correct.
0.
0 sacks.
And they had 5
that.
Against Nebraska. So that's what I was asking. That's when you're looking at numbers, you go back and look at numbers, you say, okay. And I haven't seen Michigan from that time on really have just raising havoc. I don't know what they have against
Washington.
USC Washington's a little hard because that quarterback is so elusive. Nice. Even though they hammered Washington.
God, they did.
They
no, there's
it.
Another one.
Yeah.
I predicted Washington. Just on and on. There's one big one though. I wish Greg was listening because there was one I remember.
Hold on,
you're
thinking Greg's not listening? I think the odds
hey, Greg,
are on right
morning.
Now are really good. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Greg.
Yes.
Use some breakfast Friday.
Yes. Well, okay, so does Dylan hold it too long sometimes? Probably.
Yeah, there's always different, yeah.
Probably. I don't hang this on Dylan, though. You hear a lot in the press box. He's holding it too long. I'm like, look, man, the pocket is collapsing. And Minnesota did a good job of, now don't make fun of me, condensing the pocket.
They did. No, they did. The one that was probably the worst, there was one I know for sure. Maybe there's two, but there's one for sure where they rushed three.
Yep.
And got a sack.
Yeah, it was bad.
And that's always like that. That's hard to take when you're
rush three. Yeah, one time they got him two late.
What's that?
They got him with two late.
Did they?
Yeah, two came and they got him.
Yeah.
So it was that kind. No, seriously.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, they were rushing 4 and 3. Now they did blitz 15 times.
They had some inside backer, kind of a cross blitz type of thing, which caused a little bit of issues. The thing that you look at now, like I talked about stats. What are we at now? We're five. So one more game, I think that's when you look at the stats again. This is pretty accurate to where you are at this time. But this game also, so it's later on in the year, a little bit too mature. But the next thing is this, what you have on film. So now if you have something on film, it's like, how do we attack this? What do we do in this situation? So everyone, Northwestern's looking at that hard. Okay, what has been the issues that Nebraska's had? So everything on film you have, this is for every team that's playing football. It's going to get exposed. If you've seen it now, so you got to adjust then, right?
Yeah,
that's Michigan State, that's Western Kentucky. It's every team, but now it's on film. Sometimes the first couple of games you're like, they're not really on film. Don't even know what's going on. All of a sudden, things change dramatically when it's like, okay, here's what we can do.
We got to get to break, but Nebraska 24-6, they fall to Minnesota. Now 5-2 in the season. 11 a.m. kick versus Northwestern this Saturday for the Huskers. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch or lunch in downtown Lincoln. Where would you send the breakers this morning, Bill?
The bird.
Bird. Yeah, early bird at 19th and K. Stop by.
Jake had a bonus bird.
I admit, that was
done. A bonus bird. Where'd that come from? All of a sudden.
Like a hiccup.
It was like a hiccup. A Tourette's bird. Yeah. Had a Tourette's bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, threw a Tourette's bird. Yeah,
then bird. They got bird. Free and spacious parking. They got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, pancakes, French toast, and of course, the world famous Hash holes. Stop by today. 19th and K open right now till 2 p.m. at night at Early Bird. Free parking downtown. When we come back, a brief moment of positivity for Nebraska sports next on Early Break and the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.